From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, February 8th, 2019. And on this day, Governor Janet Mills' first budget proposal came out today. We'll look at what she's looking at funding and how Augusta's reacting. That's ahead in just a moment. Democratic Governor Janet Mills today released an outline of her proposed two-year budget. This document prioritizes several key initiatives, including funding for voter-approved Medicaid expansion, local education funding, and also additional dollars to help address the opioid crisis. We have brought in Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler to help break down Mills' spending plan, her first since becoming governor last month. Steve, let's start with the top lines that Governor Mills presented today. What jumps out?
Well, a couple of things, Nora. I mean, first is the overall spending level that the governor is proposing over the next two fiscal years. It's just over $8 billion. And what's notable about that is that it's an 11% increase over the current budget. Now, as you can imagine, Republican lawmakers were quick to point out that that's very significant. And it could go higher because once lawmakers start negotiating, the spending plan tends to go higher. And they have a point about that. The last two budgets proposed by Governor Paula Page started much lower than where they ended up after the legislature ended up passing them. But it's also worth noting that Mills' plan does not raise taxes or fees. And that's consistent with a no tax increase pledge that she made during her successful campaign last fall.
Okay, so no tax increases. That seems like something Republicans would be happy about, right?
Sure. I mean, I think they're happy about that. But their main problem with the governor's budget is that it relies too heavily on one-time money. And also because it relies on forecasted revenues that could decline if there's an economic downturn. Now, every budget relies on forecasted revenues. But the GOP's point here is that Mills' plan really pushes it to the limit, and that a blip in their actual revenues down the road could cause a real problem. As one Republican leader put it, the budget might be sustainable over the next 2 years, but that could change in the out years, leading to some very difficult choices for the next legislature, not this one. I'll also point out that Republicans were pretty reserved in their criticism, and a big reason for that is they were essentially reacting to a budget outline when we talk to them today, not the actual budget itself. The actual budget is where we'll see a lot more detail about how exactly the governor plans to pay for her major initiatives.
Okay, so those initiatives you mentioned, what are the big ones?
Sure. So let's start with the one that the governor stressed during her budget briefing, healthcare. The budget uses $150 million to pay for the state's share of Medicaid expansion, which voters approved 2 years ago, but was never implemented by Governor LePage. If you recall, LePage pretty much rejected all funding proposals to fund Medicaid expansion, including using funds that already exist in the Medicaid account. Now, Mills is going right to that account to pay for the expansion, and she's also using a reserve account as a sort of a stopgap if those existing funds turn out to be insufficient. The governor is also increasing state funding for public education by $126 million. That increase brings state education aid to over 50%. But short of the 55% that voters mandated several years ago, a mandate that's never been met. The governor is also increasing state support to the Maine University and community college systems. And this is really interesting. She's mandating that no public teacher receive a salary lower than $40,000 a year. Now, Republicans are really worried about this proposal, and they're calling it effectively an unfunded mandate to municipalities, and one that could really break local budgets because they're the ones that will have to pay for it going forward. Mills does increase state aid to municipalities, aid that theoretically could be used to pay for local education costs. But there's no requirement for cities and towns to use that revenue sharing for such costs or to decrease property taxes. A couple other big items worth mentioning. Mills is adding $5 million to address the opioid crisis. And she's also increasing the number of public health nurses, basically following a law that the legislature passed a couple of years ago, but one that Governor LePage effectively ignored.
We talked about this yesterday, but as we've said, this is just a proposal, and it's pretty likely there's going to be some big changes once the state lawmakers start negotiating. What will you be watching as that process unfolds?
the first thing I want to see is the reaction to some of the details that we just didn't have when the outline was initially presented today. I mean, how money is shifted around and where it comes from can be just as important as the money spent. But I think the fundamental thing to think about here is that Mills seems to have attempted to strike a middle ground. She's presented a proposal that doesn't raise taxes, but also fulfills some of the promises that she and other Democrats made during the campaign. But there are Democrats who want more, and some of them didn't make the same no tax increase pledge that Mills did. And Republicans are already saying the proposal goes too far, that it's unsustainable over the long term. I think it'll be interesting to see how the governor balances those two positions as negotiations take place over the next few months. She's tried to strike a balance in her initial proposal, but this is just the very first step, and with many more to come.
Okay, that's Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler. Thanks a lot, Steve.
My pleasure, Nora.
And now we'll look more at those reactions to the budget that Steve Missler just mentioned. Republican lawmakers in Augusta are calling the proposal unsustainable. They say it relies too heavily on one-time money. Mal Leary's been speaking with some of those Republicans in the legislature, and he has our story.
Mills says the more than $8 billion state budget provides funding for Medicaid expansion, increases in education spending, and for restoration of cuts in programs made under the administration of Republican Governor Paul LePage. She says her proposal reflects what voters told her they want.
They do not expect a tax increase. They do not want a tax increase. They want to see a fiscally responsible budget. They also want to see more state funding for education, for health care, and public safety.
Mills acknowledges that the proposed spending of $8,041,000,000 is higher than projected revenues over the next 2 years, which stands at just over $7.9 billion. Mills says the difference will be made up from unspent funds carried over from this budget year.
In a word, our reaction is unsustainable.
GOP State Senator Jim Hamper of Oxford, who serves on the Appropriations Committee, says under Mills' plan, the state could face significant budget problems just 2 years from now. Republicans also question the cost estimates assigned to some of Mills' proposals. The voter-approved expansion of Medicaid to another 70,000-plus Mainers is pegged at just under $145 million. Representative Solon Millett, a Republican from Waterford, who also serves on the Appropriations Committee, says the estimates discussed last year were significantly higher, and the cost could be a lot more than Mills expects.
Looking at it from the point of view of maximum utilization, it could push $190 million. So either there's an assumption that there will be fewer people signing up and fewer instances of care given.
Mills has proposed setting aside $29 million in case Medicaid expenditures grow more than expected. Republicans worry that will not be enough. They also see some proposals, such as increasing the minimum wage for teachers to $40,000 a year, may cause some local school costs to go up because the Mills budget does not propose enough of an increase in state subsidies to pay for it. Senator Jeff Timberlake of Turner is the Assistant Senate Minority Leader.
With the $40,000 teacher minimum wage, our potential of increasing local property taxes really accelerates.
Timberlake and the other Republicans were quick to say they've not seen the budget with all of its details and expect to raise other concerns. Democratic leaders of the Appropriations Committee released a statement praising the budget, but also cautioned that the governor's proposal is the start of the budget writing process, and they want to hear from the public about spending priorities. Mills will address a joint convention of the legislature Monday evening on her budget proposal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In the first three quarters of 2018, 282 people in Maine died from a drug overdose. According to a new report from the state attorney general's office, that is slightly lower than the same time frame in 2017. But Attorney General Aaron Fry says the opioid epidemic is still a public health crisis that requires urgent action. The vast majority of the overdose deaths in the first three quarters of 2018 were accidental, and the primary driver of fatalities was fentanyl, a powerful opioid. But overdose deaths involving other drugs are on the rise, specifically methamphetamine and cocaine, which is increasingly mixed with fentanyl and heroin. Attorney General Aaron Fry says his office will work with Governor Mills, the legislature, and relevant agencies to implement solutions to the crisis. Earlier this week, Governor Mills signed an executive order that directs $1.6 million in state and federal funds to help connect people to treatment and expand access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone. And Maine's student loan debt has nearly doubled since 2008. That's according to the results of a new study by the credit reporting agency Experian. Robbie Feinberg has details.
The agency reports that student loan debt in Maine during the third quarter of 2018 totaled $6 billion, almost twice the amount that Mainers owed 10 years ago. The numbers in Maine, however, aren't entirely unusual. Several states saw student loan debt sharply rise as well. But recent Maine graduates continue to carry some of the highest levels of student debt in the country. The average borrower from the class of 2017 owed more than $31,000. Several state lawmakers have proposed bills to ease student debt in the current legislative session, including one to authorize a bond to pay for student debt forgiveness. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, February 8th, 2019. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.